From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned the European Union Friday that if it continues threatening his country, he will allow hundreds of thousands of migrants to flood into EU countries. Speaking in Istanbul Friday, Erdogan reacted to a non-binding resolution approved by the European Parliament Thursday, demanding that the bloc freeze membership negotiations with Turkey over the government's heavy-handed crackdown following the failed military coup in July. The EU reached a deal earlier this year to return migrants to Turkey in return for a package including aid for the refugees and accelerated membership talks. Authorities say hundreds of people have evacuated an Israeli village near Jerusalem as firefighters battled wildfires that forced thousands to flee around the country.
The wildfires, which have brought devastation to parts of Israel, have spread to more parts of the West Bank. Woodland near the village of Jebia erupted in flames. The fires have been burning for several days in central and northern Israel. They intensified on Thursday as unseasonably dry weather and strong easterly winds fanned the flames. Tens of thousands of people have fled the Israeli city of Haifa, where the fires have destroyed homes. Greece, Cyprus, Croatia, Russia and Turkey have offered to help fight the fires. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Palestinian authorities also offered assistance. He's blaming some of the fires on arsonists who he branded terrorists.
That was Paul Chapman reporting. Investigators in southern Mexico are trying to identify the remains of 32 bodies and 9 human heads that were buried in graves. Mexican security forces found the remains after receiving an anonymous tip that people were being held at that particular camp. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko said Thursday that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump raised the issue of Russian aggression in the illegal annexation of Crimea in a telephone conversation. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday in remarks at Oxford University in England that Trump had expressed strong support for the Western military alliance during a phone conversation the two had last week.
I spoke with President-elect last week on the phone, and he expressed strong support to NATO. He expressed strong support to the idea of NATO, of our collective defense, our security guarantees. And I am certain that that will continue to be the case.
A landmark Japan-South Korea military pact is drawing complaints from opponents in Seoul who are protesting the deal and how quickly it was arranged. Under the General Security of Military Information Agreement, Seoul and Tokyo can now directly share some military intelligence about North Korea. That deal allows them to bypass the United States, which has played middleman with intel since late 2014. Meantime, South Korean's President Park Geun-hye is fighting to stay in office after being named an accomplice in a corruption scandal. The World Trade Organization's Director General has cautioned against blaming world trade for unemployment, saying a number of factors need to be taken into consideration when jobs begin to disappear. China's state media is reporting the death toll from the collapse of a scaffolding at a construction site in eastern China has now risen to at least 74. Two others were injured after the work platform at a power plant cooling tower that was under construction collapsed Thursday in the worst construction accident in China in 2 years. Hundreds of rescue workers are said to have dug through the debris with their hands to reach those who were trapped. At least 31 people died in a train collision in Iran Friday. More than 70 people were taken to hospitals after the crash in north-central province of Semnan. The accident happened on the main line between the capital and the second city when a passenger train hit an express train that stopped at a station because of mechanical problems. The provincial governor told state TV that the number of casualties is likely to rise, and the cause of the accident is still under investigation. An American television legend is being mourned this Friday. Florence Henderson played the beloved mom on the Brady Bunch TV series. She died Thursday night at the age of 82. She starred in Broadway before being on the popular television show that featured a blended family. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.